That's why I love that movie, Love, Liza. That's such a good fucking movie.
I was just thinking about it. We've brought it up on the show before.
Yeah. I should rewatch it.
What's
that.
Love, Liza?
It's Philip Seymour Hoffman, and he plays this guy whose wife had just, she's just killed herself, like at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
And she's left him a letter, and he like can't bring himself to read it.
So he's going to work and like just trying to continue living his life, but like just being weird at the office.
Yeah, of course.
You know, like laughing too hard at jokes or whatever.
On the couch with Joanne's contract right next to his laptop.
People are like, man, just go home.
Yeah, of course.
And then he's like cleaning the house, and then he just puts like the rag in his face while he's cleaning and like knocks himself out with it. He just starts huffing. Then he's like getting into like huffing household products.
Respect.
And, mm-hmm. Then he starts huffing gas.
Nice.
Do you smell gas?
No, I've been crying.
Oh, I know, but it really smells like gas.
And then he needs a way to justify his gas addiction, so he gets really into like RC planes. And then it's like
he's buying the gas, and he's being weird about it because he's buying it to huff gas, and the guy just assumes he's into like model airplanes,
right?
You know, like RC planes. So he's like, "Oh, yeah, that's what it's for."
Yeah,
and so he's like, "Well, you got the wrong gas, you know," and he gives them. And then he gets into model airplanes, and then he's just becoming like a mental retard while like huffing gas and going to like RC plane events.
Whoa. What did the letter say?
He reads it at the end. I forget. I haven't seen the movie in like 10 years, but it's really good.
What if the letter was like, I fucked all your friends?
Yeah.
Don't be sad about me.
He's like, whatever you do, don't do gas. Wow, deep. Whoa. Whoa, dude. That's like
came
sort of
full circle.
Memento profound.
Yeah.
Carry me in your heart. I talk to you from there. I talk to you from there.
Yeah, it's really depressing.
Yeah.
That's what I love.
It's a dark one.
Leaving Las Vegas because it's like such a depressing movie.
Yeah, it's about Nicolas Cage just trying to drink himself to death.
Yeah. I'm a prickly pear.
Yeah.
There's glass in here.
I'm like a prickly pear. I'm a prickly pear.
I love that shit.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
I love that. It was one of my favorite movies when I was a teenager.
Yeah. Yeah. Why, because you were a drunk?
Well, yeah. I used to love watching it because if you watch Leaving Las Vegas drunk, you think it's a movie about the world's most charming
the
man.
The coolest guy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I am back, and I'm ready to sign the check, baby.
I am back. I've got my check, and baby, I'm ready to sign.
I haven't seen it. I'm going to add it to my list of movies to
see.
Oh,
yeah.
It's a great movie.
Yeah, it's a fucking amazing movie.
Maybe Nick Cage is best.
What's great is it's based on a novel by this guy, John O'Brien. Mm-hmm. John O'Brien was just some, like, I guess, screenwriter in Hollywood. But never really, I don't know, I think he had much success. He wrote an episode of Rugrats.
Nice.
That's the extent of his career. But he wrote that book, Leaving Las Vegas, and then they optioned it and were making it into a movie. And like 2 weeks after they optioned it, he killed himself.
What?
Yeah. But the movie's about, it's like a screenwriter in Los Angeles. The movie starts off and he's already just like a complete fucking like drunk. And
yeah.
He's like, you know, ruining business relationships and he's getting fired. And so he decides that he's going to just burn all of his shit and take the rest of his money and go out to Las Vegas and drink himself to death in a hotel.
That's
over
fine.
The course of a month. And then
that's
he gets
not a good
out,
way to go.
Yeah, he gets out to Vegas and then, just starts hooking
Elizabeth
up.
Shue?
Yeah, he starts dating Elizabeth Shue, who's a prostitute.
Nice.
Who then became an actress.
Nick.
Oh, Nick.
Come on. That's the same thing. Dude. We all know.
Chill out, man. Chill out. Shut up.
Okay. Yeah.
Finish the story.
Anyways, so then Andy gets a new toy that's an astronaut man.
What?
Yeah. And,
but what about the cowboy?
And Nicolas Cage gets jealous.
What?
Yeah. And so he connives to have Buzz killed.
That's fucked up.
Or whatever. Is that, I can't remember Toy Story. Is that Woody's fault that Buzz gets like fucked over?
I
somehow?
Think so. And then he realizes what he fucked up and
yeah.
then they go
then
back and save him from the
Sid.
Oh. Sid, yeah.
Sid.
The evil kid who's being molested.
Probably, yeah.
That is Sid. You mean that happy child?
That ain't no happy child. He tortures toys just for fun.
Yeah, and he's like kind of creative. He like takes toys and makes them into new toys.
Yeah.
He's like artistic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that movie is really about how we need to humanize products and consumerism.
Yeah.
And abandon empathy for people that might be eccentric. Yeah.
Andy's the bad guy.
Yeah. No, Andy's the good guy, and the toys.
Or no, yeah.
The expensive toys are the good guys.
Yeah.
Not the kid who wants to
right.
damage those beautiful products right, with a brand identity.
Yeah, because you know Sid's parents were definitely, you know, going out and buying him expensive toys, and he didn't have like a sort of divorce kind of fucked up situation. Mm-hmm.
Getting sucked off by the mailman.
Getting sucked off by the mailman.
I really wish you'd come home with me. You're so cute. And I'm really good in bed, too, believe me. And you smell great, and you look great, and your hair's great. No? Okay.